Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you that are out there that are considering being an entrepreneur or just is one, and that's what we do. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. That's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Just moving things ahead.
Ain't we all?
Yep. Yes, we are. But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what we are all about and what we do in order to help all of you, including me helping myself by getting knowledge from you and others and sharing the knowledge that I have and passing it on to others, because this way we all are helping each other. So, I was thinking about something that I wanted to kick the year off with during the month of January, of possibly answering some questions for new entrepreneurs or even experienced entrepreneurs. Most of you have heard this term marketing, and I've often wondered what it is. I believe I know some of what it is. I believe I'm doing some marketing, but there are several companies out there that are marketing. Many individuals are now they're studying this in colleges and high schools, and in order to understand what marketing is. And so I thought tonight that for entrepreneurs, I'm going to talk about what is marketing. And I'm going to give you some terms and some definitions, but what is it? And I'll try to give you a foundation of why you need it and what it's for, because in order to get your business off the ground, your product or service, you must have a reason for wanting to start a business. And your reason, hopefully it involves customers, and you've got to find a way to attract customers to you and whatever you're doing. And so there's some terminology that happens. And I'm just going to mention some of the terminology so that you get an idea in terms of what how can you take what you're thinking about or what you're working on and begin to get it in front of other people. And that's the term I'm going to use, get in front of other people. And so I'd like to have you just think about that. I'm going to say you can go out on the internet, you can go to the dictionary, go many places and find some of the terminology that I'm going to talk about and find some of the meanings. But I would definitely suggest that if you did that, go out and look for something that has to do with understanding marketing or marketing terms or just what is marketing, and try to gather as much information out there because it's a huge area. And it's an area that even I am waking up to in terms of how huge marketing is, but more so how it affects my business, your business, and how can you get it out there to get it doing what it is that you want to do. So, but anyway, so I thought of some of those terms. And the terms that I'm going to talk about, well, just marketing terminology. There's so many words. There's lots of words I'm not going to mention. There's some words I'm going to mention and try to give you my explanation of what some of these terms mean. But there's so much more. We won't get to all of it tonight. We're just going to chop away at a little bit of it. But during the course of the year, from time to time, we'll interject those types of terms based on where you are within your business and see if these are appropriate. But it's always best, if you like, just go do your own research. And I'm going to suggest that you look up marketing, what marketing is, marketing terminology. But before you even do that, think about what it is that you are trying to do with your business or your idea. Because I would think that your business or idea is meant for someone else, which is who wants your product or service, but more so, how do you get it to them? And how do you say something that attracts them? And so I'm going to go through just some leads and some terminology. Some of you may have some, and based on your experience, you're welcome to call the show if you like and mention more on terminology that you may have learned, because it's a learning process that I think many of you will go through over and over again. I know I'm going through much of it. But the bottom line is that how can we help you so that you can help someone else by understanding what it is that you're trying to do? I think everybody has an idea. Everybody is gifted with something that comes to them. Some people step forward and decide to try it out, and they go far enough to think about starting a business. And this show is about entrepreneurs, those who take those first few steps to get something going. But once you get your idea or your thought there, what is it that you are going to do, and more so, how can you do it, and even more so than that, what else is involved with you taking your solution, your product or service, but how can you get it to the people that you want to get in front of? But anyway, I'd like to have you just think about that. What we're going to do is take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, but we'll be right back, and I'll be telling you more about marketing terminology. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah. the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way. When the gun gets tough,
the tough get going. Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's what happens when those of you who make that decision to get started with your idea, then welcome to the world of getting started, because the going should get tough. And I'm going to suggest that it will be tough because you're stepping into something you may not have done before. But even if you've done it before, you're still stepping into creating something that has to be created, because that's what entrepreneurs do. And so I'm just going to give you some terminology and some definitions.
But before we do that, we have somebody on the phone line who's here to help you out. That would be the one, the only, Larry Labello.
Hello, Mr. Larry. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How's about you?
I'm doing just fine. You're an entrepreneur. Larry, from time to time, participates on our show. He's a colleague of mine, and I welcome him to call in, because Larry has a successful business as well, or a business. And between the two of us and others on the show, we try to help all of you out there that are beginners or even have your company up and rolling. But very quickly, Larry, tell us a little about who you are and what do you do, so that our audience kind of gets an idea of sure, how much you can share with us.
Yeah, again, my name is Larry Labelle. I run a business called Win a Job Fast, and I write resumes for my clients and also provide job search training and coaching on all aspects of the job search process so they can get a job quickly.
Okay. But anyway, so that's what he does. And feel free to ask questions if you like. Again, the number is 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to call in. Or if you go out to Facebook or YouTube and type in Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you should be able to find that. And you could ask some questions through the chat. I may or may not see it, but you're welcome to do that as well. But so, Larry, we're talking about marketing terminology. And I know that you have a business. And
what do you mean by marketing terminology?
Marketing terminology. When somebody says to you or to me, you have a business, how are you going to market it? And in my case, I'll say, I don't know what marketing is. And so therefore, I've got to go out and learn what marketing is. So the definition, the dictionary says marketing is the activity or business of promoting and selling your product or service. Okay, it's the act of promoting or selling your product or service. That's what marketing is. And so, which includes so many other pieces. I'm going to go through some of the pieces. But did that answer your question?
Yep, good. Thank you.
Or if you have another definition, share what it is that you think it is, because...
I'll give you one.
A definition?
When you're marketing, to me, it's like, as a business, what do you do and provide, and why should I care? You've got to be able to hook me into your business and one of your services.
Now, is that somewhere written or documented, or is that...
That's my own.
Okay, So the dictionary or the encyclopedias have one way of expressing it, and you have your own way of expressing it. It sounds good. So say it again.
Well, for the company, they need to first tell me what does they do and provide, and why should I care? How's it going to benefit a potential customer so they want to contact me?
Okay. Now, the question is, how do we do that? And so I'm going to go through some terms. And I have a list here of terminology that I'm just going to throw out. There's more than what we can cover during the show. So I'm being choosy on some. And what I'm going to do is like read the definition that I got. And you can expand on it or add to it. Or I could ask you what it is, and then I can tell you what's written.
Yep.
But anyways, I'm just jumping around, and I'm just going to choose some terminology that I want to share with the audience, and anything that you could add to it based on what you've done with your business, or just add on to that, I'd appreciate it, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I just got a list of terminology, and if you want to go out on the internet or go find out what marketing is and look for marketing terms or marketing terminology and just see how much is written on marketing terminology.
Uh-huh.
I have something that mentions marketing terms that you need to know, and I have another one that is a glossary of marketing planning terms. Here's a glossary that uses certain language in terms of just the marketing type of language. But anyway, these are no order, so I'm just going to mention some words. The reason being is because there's just so many words that you need to know, and I'm just going to mention some of them. And Larry, if you come up with any words that, since I'm not going to get to all of them, you're more than welcome to add...
Sure,
whatever
thank
you might.
You.
Anyway, so getting back to marketing. The marketing terminology, the definition is the activity or business of promoting and selling your products and services. Now,
yep.
Anyway, so think about the definition and then think about how does that pertain to you. Whether it's your product, your service, or what it is that you're going to bring to the market. Anyway, so let's see. So marketing also is advertising or promoting something. Okay, so think about whatever your idea of a product or service it is. And marketing is advertising or promoting whatever that is. It also involves offering a sale on something. Okay, you have something you want to offer for sale, and so you've got to get it out there so people can hear about it. So marketing involves that. It also involves buying and selling things in your market. based on the product or service that you're trying to get, it's buying or selling something in the area that you've targeted. And let's see. Okay, so for example, my business is called Hodgepodge Training, and we're a training and development company, employee training and development company. Okay, so my market is job seekers, employers, CEOs, human resource consultants or management, educational institutions, government agencies, and other trainers. Those are the, that's the audience that I have something for, including the job seekers. Anyway, so my audience or market is all of those areas that I am trying to reach. And how to get to them is something that I'm looking for assistance on. It's something that I can say I know it needs to be done, but the bottom line is, as a corporation, we pay people to do that for us. Anyway, so Larry, you said what it is that you do. What's your market?
My market is job seekers, people who are out of work and trying to find a job.
Okay, just job seekers. Okay. Okay, so if you're looking, if you are a job seeker looking for someone, then Larry provides services to help you to do that.
The other thing I try to let people know is the value proposition. What are they going to learn and how is it going to help them?
Okay, now is that a terminology used in marketing?
No, a value proposition is just saying, you know, if I am a job search trainer and coach, I got to get more detailed down into the down and dirty, like the 11 parts of the job search that I help people with, and how's that going to help them?
Okay, and that's what you say it was, the value proposition?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I offer that would be useful, and how's that going to help you?
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, without the value proposition, there's really nothing you can hang your hat on.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, so that's one. This list that I have, it has a couple of hundred pieces of terminology. And so value proposition is just one of the hundred or so, or a couple hundred terms that may exist in this area. But I'm going to mention a few on my own. They're not necessarily in no alphabetical order, but Larry, you're more than welcome to add to the statement, or if you think of something, you can bring it up with you. And I won't have to cover it, like value proposition. Okay, one of the other parts that you may be using is something that's called a budget. Okay,
budget. You gotta have a budget for marketing.
Can I say that again now?
You definitely have to have a budget for your marketing.
Okay.
You're implementing your marketing plan.
Okay, so this definition says, it says the revenue and cost associated with, well, let's see, wait a minute. It's revenue and cost
running
associated,
your business?
Right, associated with your product or service, which includes running your business.
Yep.
Okay, so you have to have something that identifies how you're going to get started. What do you need to get started? What do you need to do in terms of putting your business together? Okay, so you need to have a budget in terms of how much you think it's going to cost, how much you're going to spend, and that may be a starting point.
Another one to consider is, I just lost it. marketing plan or a business plan, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it?
You've got to have a business plan that outlines all the things you need to do to make a success for your business successful.
Okay, so
there's a great book that I use with everybody. It's called Business Plan in a Day. One of the best books I've ever seen. And the woman who wrote it has a website with lots of tools, Excel spreadsheets, different things that you can use to manage creating all the information to implement your business plan.
Okay, now tell us what a plan is again.
Well, the business plan basically is what do you have to do, all the things you have to do to get your business started and off the ground and successful. Budget is part of it.
Okay.
Marketing's part of it.
Okay, so you've got to try to think of as much as you, as far ahead as you can, what is going to go into that business and begin to plan it out to see how you can put it together.
There's two types of business plans, too. There's a short version. If you don't need any venture capital from anybody, you can do the short version, but if you need venture capital, there's the long version that includes information that both people would need to decide whether to support you or not.
Okay, now what's the difference, because you're using terminology that somebody may not understand, what is venture capital?
Venture capital, there's two types of sources. There's more, three actually. You can have venture capitalists as one group of people you could approach for funding. You can have what they call angel investors. These are people who take on high-risk companies, but they see the potential for success, and therefore they'll make money. And there's also government grants that you can get to help you to start your business.
Okay, so all of those go under the term venture capital?
Grants aren't venture capital, they're just sources
right.
of funding.
Right, okay.
But the other two, the venture capitalists and the angel investors, they fall in that category, yeah.
As far as venture capital, okay. Okay, so that goes into the business plan?
That's part of the business plan.
Right, okay, part of it, okay. I just want the audience to be clear on it, but we're going to take a short break because our time is run by already. We're going to take a short break. You listen to Larry LaBelle and myself talking about marketing terminology for your business, and we'll be right back to share a little bit more.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
stopping. There's no stopping once you decide to get started. You must decide to keep going. That's the downfall of many organizations or many businesses that get started and people get tired and they stop. I'm talking about marketing terms tonight, marketing terminology, so that those of you that have a business, think about starting a business, is to start thinking about terminology that fits into the business that it is that you may have. On the other line, my colleague Larry LaBelle, who's also an entrepreneur, he is offering other types of marketing terminology so that you kind of get an idea of learning the language, so that when you can walk the walk, you can talk the talk with your peers. Anyway, so we've gone through a couple of terms. I'm just going to mention some more, and I'm going to give you the definition or what it is, and then we'll go from there. Okay, that okay with you, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Okay, the next word for your marketing terminology is the consumer. If you got a product or service, you got a business, it's who is going to use your product or service. That's the consumer. Anyway, so part of doing your business is understanding who's going to buy from you. If it's not you, then you've got to use somebody else to sell your product or service to a consumer. But in this case, who will buy it from you? Think about that. Whatever service you have or product is, who's going to be the one that needs it?
A classic term for that is called target market.
That was my next. Okay, go ahead. Okay, target market is what?
The people that are going to buy your product or service.
Okay, so you've got to begin to recognize that or to understand that in order to walk the talk with your peers. Okay, another one. Let's see. Okay, Larry said he's a target market. A target market, right?
Yep.
Okay. I got another one here. It's called content marketing.
Yep.
Okay, it's a definition says it's a marketing term for a discipline that relies on creating and distributing content that brings value to potential and current customers.
I got a few for you to consider there. Social media, in particular, like LinkedIn. What about YouTube, putting marketing videos on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
in a channel that's specific to what you do?
Okay.
Those are two great ways to market. You can also do TV, radio, all kinds of others.
Great. There's also says blog.
Yep.
Blog posts. Those of you like deepening that, putting on webinars. And so it's all those things that, it's all the most of the things that Larry mentioned, but it's called, the term is content marketing. It's all of the other ways that can be used for you to get to your customer. Okay.
The word I would say to people too when you're marketing, you have to have a good message, but it's got to be compelling. Otherwise, no one's going to listen.
Okay, so what's the marketing term? Compelling?
It's got to be compelling.
Okay.
It's got to make me want to read it because of the way you crafted it and the message and the benefit.
Okay, so you got to have a way of doing that. And what if you don't have a way of doing that?
If you don't have a way of doing it, you're sunk. those are some of the most popular ones. If you're not using at least one or two of those, then you're not getting your message out to people.
Which means you may have to hire somebody else to do it for you, do it with you.
Sure. Yeah, if you're a small company, you usually end up doing a lot of it yourself. But as you grow, you can hire a marketing manager or director or whatever to do it for you.
Right. I definitely wanted to mention that because as an entrepreneur, you will have enough tasks as it is. And if you get to a point to where you might need something, maybe not have the knowledge or have the time, then you may have to bring on a partner or find somebody that will work with you that knows how to do those areas. But then you start building your team of people that specialize for people that specialize in certain areas, because we're all good at something, but none of us are good at everything.
Yep.
And so, but to understanding the marketing, so the terminology that's there. Another term that many of you have heard, I'm just going to mention it, but there's something called key performance indicators, or KPI. The definition of that is KPI, the specific quantifiable metrics used to determine whether an individual, team, or organization hits a predetermined goal. In other words, setting goals or points, different stages along the way. It's trying to look at those ways of indicating your progress or lack of progress. But you have to have some indicating points that identifies what you're doing to put your company together. They're called key performance indicators. And so think as far ahead as you can of what needs to be done, because those will become indicators as well.
Yep.
And once you have those, you may have to put them in.
People don't think about when they're starting businesses is how long is it going to take before the business is turning a profit and I'm not having to plow all my own personal money into it. You have to know how long that's going to take and know you've got the money in your personal funds or from someone else that you know who would give you that money so that you can survive and be successful.
Okay, so look as far ahead as you can and look at all your resources and look at what you have and look at what you don't have or recognize what you don't have. And don't worry about if you miss something. That should be common. And because that shows you're growing, it also shows that your understanding of language and task is growing because you left out something that you didn't think about or didn't consider.
Yep.
Anyway, so that happens, and it's very important that you have some milestones, or KPIs as they call, key performance indicators, that allow you to see your path or keep you on the path, because you might discover some things that you left out. Okay, one more. A landing page. Okay, a landing page is terminology, but the landing is a web page that stands out. It should be designed to promote a marketing or advertising campaign. It should be something that attracts people to your landing page, or you invite people to your landing page. It should have something on it that says what it is that you do and how can you get advertised. Okay, it says a lot of landing pages would start with a slogan or a tagline. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have one, but it definitely means that it's okay to have one, because that's what may be the key to attracting different types of people to your page or having them go spread the word about it. Anyway, so it, but it tells, the page is designed to tell what it is that you do, what you offer, and how people can get it and go further past your page. Okay, but we're going to take a short break very quickly. And I'm here talking with Larry LaBelle. Larry LaBelle is sharing his thoughts and ideas on marketing terminology. And stay tuned. We'll be right back to share just a little bit more.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. I think that's why people start businesses, because they want to make some money. I know I do, and I know others do. I have on the other line Larry LaBelle, who is providing his input, because we're talking about marketing terminology, because marketing will or should become a key part of your business, and it exists with its own terminology. And I'm just giving you some of the definitions of the terminology and sharing a little bit about more about our experiences. But anyway, so Larry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. My next piece of terminology that exists is something that's called a lead. And the definition says a marketing term for a person or a company who shows interest in buying the product or service you're selling. Okay, that's a lead. Someone who has an interest in what it is that you're selling. Okay. Any thoughts or comments to that, or anything else that you'd like to add, Larry?
Hold on a sec. With leads, that's all part of marketing. How do you generate leads? And you have various marketing programs to generate leads to sell your products or services.
Okay.
And your landing page, if I read this someplace on the web, and I follow, there should be a link that brings me to the landing page and tells me more about a product or service or special offer that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's very directed to the initial marketing campaign that you first saw that would direct you to the landing page.
Okay, and then once you get to the landing page, then you look at the services or products that you're offering?
Maybe not all of them. The landing page can be very specific, because if I'm offering a sale on a class of products, then mm-hmm. I would bring you to a page that had the information about that product, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a link to the complete set of products and services too there, but it's got to be very directed.
Okay. Okay. Now here's a a term that kind of piggybacks off something that we mentioned before, but this one is paid marketing. Okay, you have a business and you're too busy, or you don't have the time, or you have the need to do marketing, but you've got to pay somebody, or you want to pay somebody. So there's paid marketing. This definition says the marketing effort that involves purchasing advertising to drive leads to your product or service. Okay, so this includes social media ads and search engine advertising and many other ways of attracting people, but you're paying somebody else to do it for you. Did you have something to say, Larry?
Nope.
Okay.
That's perfect.
But the next. I keep going down this list here, and I keep saying the next one, but I'm jumping around. Okay, here's something else that's involved in marketing terminology. Public relations. Okay, you're an individual, you have an idea or a business, and you want to get started, or you started, but part of marketing is public relations. Look at the definition of that it kind of like says here. It says the management of your company's relationship to the public. In other words, you've got to find a way to get visible with the public, because the public is what's going to pass your name on.
Mm-hmm.
The public's going to recommend other people. The public is going to buy from you or purchase from you. Anyway, so part of marketing is the way you perform around other people, okay, building relationships. Anyway, so that's part of that terminology is you have an idea or a service, but somehow you got to figure out a way to get it out to other people. Some of those ways could be through press releases, putting something out on the internet, sharing some of your business to news companies that are looking for content to put on their TV show or radio show, things like that. But either way, it's going to involve you working with the public if you want to get the business that you envision. Okay?
There's also another one, which is promotional marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You might say offer a short workshop where you tell people a little bit about the company, and then they get directed to the website to whatever place is appropriate.
Okay, good.
You got to have promotional, like, videos and stuff like that to promote your company, and you also want to make sure that you're showing up on the web. If somebody does a search for the types of products or services you do, it would be great not only if you showed up with a link to your website, but there was a lot of public relations messages that people would see in the search results in Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, another part of the terminology, we kind of mentioned this earlier, but going into more depth, is doing a webinar on your product or service. It's something that refers to, by you, I think Larry kind of mentioned it, but you could host something out to the audience that you're trying to attract and offer a webinar. Sometimes the webinars are just it's an introduction to what it is that you're offering and selling, but it allows your customers or your invitees to become possible leads for you.
There's a guy named Kane Mixus, who's an expert in artificial intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and he does a lot of promotional workshops like that, where he teaches you a lot about it, and then at the end, he asks for your business. You can take his six-week AI workshop.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is to get somebody's business, not just educate them.
Okay. Okay, so I'd like to have you just think of all of these types of things. These are just certain terms. Like I started off by saying there's a couple hundred terms or terminology used in just the marketing field. And it's terms that either you get used to, learn about, and use, or you got to hire or partner up with others who specialize in that. I mean, I say we're all good at something. None of us are good at everything. So it's important to identify what it is that you're good at that you know works for your customers or your audience. And I'm just going to suggest the things that you are lacking is to find others who are looking for business or partnerships in the areas that you may be lacking. Because that's how companies build teams of expertise. I'm just going to say it involves public relations or your interactions with other people, but the key to building your business is getting expertise in areas that you do not have. And if you do, it's trying to think it out, plan it out, manage it out, so you can do it and complete making progress. Okay, you don't want to do what I'm doing. I've overcommitted to too many things. Now I've got to find some additional help. Did you have anything to add to that, Larry?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, so that's pretty much what it is. I have a whole list of other terms and definitions, and the last one, or the one that I wanted to stress because our time is up, is something. It's called a call to action. Okay, a call to action is getting someone to do something, press a button, make a phone call, send an email, but getting someone. Getting your potential customer or just your customer to do something once you've told them about your offer, what you have, your product or service. Getting them to the next step is a call to action. Getting them to act on it. Okay? You could tell them to subscribe to something. Subscribe to your channel. But anything that allows people to move. But I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. I stress this all the time, the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, including starting your businesses. You can do it your way, especially as a CEO, but you can do it your way. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. And Larry, thanks a lot. You're more than welcome to stay along. And we'll be right back. And you entrepreneurs go out and make it happen because you can do it your way.